K-8-D-A-C. Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. K-8-D-A-C. Repeater Saginaw. K-8-D-A-C. Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. K-8-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw. K-8-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. K-8-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw. K-8-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. K-8-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. K-8-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. K-8-D-A-C, repeater. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. K-8-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw. K-8-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. K-8-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw. DAC 6 meter connected to DAC VHF. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. DAC 6 meter disconnected. DAC 6 meter connected to DAC VHF. KADAC repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. DAC, 6 meter, disconnected. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Attention all radio operators, please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Nap. My name is Ron. My call sign is Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot. And I'll be acting as net control for this evening's nap. This net meets on this repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 megahertz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all radio operators. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name and location, and whether you have any traffic or announcements for the net. At this time, I would like to take check-ins from those operators who are mobile, on short time, or are in and out. Please call now. Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie Quebec, KE8PCQ, Davin Bay County, I will be in and out, no traffic, 7-3 run.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Okay, Dave, we have you. Any other in-and-out mobile or short-time stations?
KBSWR, short-time.
Out of Dave City. We'll be in-and-out.
Okay, the Bay City station, can you come back again? I got you were in-and-out, but you got doubled.
Yeah, this is KF8AIW, Brian, Bay City, in and out.
All right, Brian, thanks for checking in here. Any other in and out mobile or short time stations?
Can you give me your on? Keep it up to be short time.
All right, Jeff, yes, I did. I got you in there. Any other mobile short time or in and out? Okay, do I have any Echolink stations? Any Echolink stations for the net? Call now. Before we go to our regular check-ins, I'm going to get Jeff here on the short time. Jeff, go right ahead with your transmission.
Hey, they're on everybody on that. I stopped up to Rosine and put the connector on the end of the feed line for a 6 meter and toyed around trying to get that back on. So, exciter board might need to be replaced. I got somebody that's got one that's going to help us out, so get the transmitter back up anyways. Fix the GMRS repeater too. Back up to 30 watts, but did a little bit tonight. Back to you. Keep this up here.
All right, Jeff. Thanks a lot for that. I hadn't been on the GMRS to know if it was working. I know 6 meter has not. I've tried periodically on that. So, yeah, that'd be good to get that back up. I'd like to try and get a little net going on it, at least a test net for 6 meter, to go once a week or so. For maybe a half hour, just to get a few people that have 6 meter capabilities, at least get that system some air time. So, all right, thanks, Jeff. All right, we'll continue on. Regular check-ins for the Savarnet. Call now.
This is Dave, WADW, Saya Township, no traffic.
Well, this is NAEUI, Tom, Sangamon Township, no traffic.
This is 88MMH, Mike, Carlton Township, no traffic. This is.
Okay, we'll go up to the top of our list here. WADW, your first of our regular check-ins. Standby NADUI. Good evening, Dave.
Okay, real good there, Ron. WADW, Dave and Sangamon. Oh, yeah. This weekend was the ARRL sweepstakes CW. We played a little bit with that on Sunday. Didn't get on at all on Saturday, but we did play it on Sunday. We ended up with 181 contacts, so it didn't do too bad. Had fun, though. I worked all the Canadian sections, including the Yukon, and that's one of the harder ones. Yukon and Alaska were coming in like mad, two or three Alaska stations. I had a couple of Yukon and the rest of the Canadian ones. One of the Canadian ones, New Labrador was the worst one. That was the last one that I got. Was funny though. Some of the sections had quite a bit of trouble with. Did not work all the California sections. Did not work Wisconsin. I think I had about 11 of the regular ones that did not work, but I had fun with them. Oh, by the way, Ron, you dropped out a couple times on your transmission on the first first one there, so almost like you let up on the mic keys, but I'm not sure what's going on. Lees, we were all cleaned up over the weekend, looked real, real good. With the rain and that, my front yard is totally yellow right now, and I still have probably at least half the leaves on the trees. Yard waste pickup tomorrow, so they'll empty all that. And that I put out, I got about 12 bags. Six bags and six of the 30-gallon cans. I like to fill the 30-gallon cans first, so we'll probably won't work on that now until maybe Wednesday or Thursday.
Okay, Dave, I don't know if you dropped out or you just ended the transmission. You got anything additional?
It timed out right at the end there, so yeah. Just back to you. We'll be here for the 73 round.
Okay. Yeah, I'll watch the mic here. I know I got a little high RSWR here. I haven't got a chance to get down and stack cables here. Between last night, after I finished the net last night, I had things to do, and then off to work this morning. Had things to do when I got back home tonight, so I got to kind of keep it short here with my it's showing about 3 to 1 SWR on the meter here. So, all right, next up on the list, NADUI followed by KD8MMH. Go right ahead, Tom.
Okay, thanks, Ron. This is NADUI. Hello, everyone. Hope everyone's doing well. It's been a couple weeks since I've been on the air, Monday Night Net. There was a reason for that. A couple weeks ago, Mike, KDMMH, Rick, KC8VOA, and Dave, WADW, helped me lower my tower to reorient my beam to true north. And while it was down, we inspected all the nuts and bolts, all the fasteners. And we had some difficulty raising the tower back up, so Ron, KC8YVF, he stopped over and gave us an extra bit of horsepower we needed to get that thing up. I want to thank all you guys for your help. And then Barb, my wife, she made a pizza, run a Jets pizza for us, too. God bless her. Anyway, one of the issues I had is when we put the tower up 10 years ago, we had planted a tree after the tower was already up. And when we lowered the tower, the beam cleared the tree, but my 2-meter 440 whip kind of bent a little bit. It's fiberglass, so it didn't bend in half, but it flexed. And I think something inside, the element inside, may have broke, because once we got the tower back up, I did some tests, and the SWR was all over the place. So in the meantime, I was off the air for 2 meters for a couple weekends. That's why I wasn't tucking into the net last week, a couple weeks. But I have a new a tri-bander mounted on an 8-foot pole down to the northeast corner of my fence. I hope I'm hearing, heard very pretty good. Let me break you real quick. And I think it's the timer kicked in. Didn't hear it. Anyways, hopefully I'm being heard pretty good. Last Tuesday I cut the grass, I mulched the leaves. There's not that much grass, mostly leaves. Bagged about 5 bags of leaves, and then I spent the better half of Friday helping out getting set for our church bazaar we had on Saturday. And we're at the bazaar on Saturday from 8 to 3, and then mulched some more leaves yesterday. We bagged 17 bags of leaves yesterday, so it's been a very busy weekend. But like I said, I think the leaves are pretty well picked up. There'll be a few that scatter in from the wind, but I'll just get the lawn tractor out or rake them up or whatever we have to do to bag them. So, but I think our leaves are pretty well down for now, so that's good. So anyways, I'm going to toss it back to Net Control and hear what everybody else has to say, and I'll catch you all in the 73 round. This is NADUI.
All right, Tom. Yeah, that definitely is leave time. That's what I did on Saturday is, amongst other things, was get the leaves picked up. But by Sunday afternoon, it didn't look like I had touched anything. I don't have any trees in the backyard or side yard anymore. I have one tree. Sorry about that. I had a feedback on one of my radios here. It's got some packet information and had the volume up. But I still got the tree out in the front yard. That's about a little over half down. At least when I looked at it Saturday, it's probably quite a bit more now, I would hope. Still waiting for the neighbor's tree in the backyard. On their side of the fence, half the tree hangs over my side of the fence, and that's a late tree, so that's just starting to drop their leaves. It's still probably at least 70-80% full, so... Hopefully it comes down all in one time and I can get it cleaned up. A lot of it goes in behind my shed, and I have my utility trailer parked between the shed and the fence, so I got to pull the trailer out to try and blow all the leaves out, and then it gets in the trailer. I got to blow those out, and it becomes a mess with that tree. I would love to have them take that tree down for two reasons, all of the leaves, and for three, that would give me a clear path to Rosine to put up one of the dishes. So if that tree was out of there, I basically have a clear path to get down to Rosine to get on the 44 network. So I'm hoping. That's all I can do. All right, let me do a station break here. This is Ron, KC8YVF, for the Savara Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins for the net? Call now. Okay, we'll continue on down the list. KD8MMH, you're up next. Stand by in 8KPR. Good evening, Mike.
Hey, KC8YVF, this is KD8MMH. Good evening, Ryan. Good evening, everyone on the net this evening. Hope everyone's doing well. Same thing with me for the weekend. Yard work, leaves. Luckily, the neighbor's trees are pretty well emptied out, so I got maybe 6 bags of leaves here and did one final lawn mowing, I hope, for the year, so should be all set. Cleaned the gutters out, so a weekend of yard work. Reminder, if anyone's interested, next Saturday, Midland Club is doing a VE testing session. If anyone knows anyone that wants to take the test or would like to upgrade, get a hold of Dennis, NADRF, in Midland, and he can get you on the list for a VE test. Also today, stop by Montague Inn and drop the check off for Jim Wade's room when he comes to do the sanograms November 22nd. So we've got him there for two nights. And that's about it for the score round, Ron. With that, we'll turn it back to net control. KD8MMH, back to you, Ron. Thanks.
All righty, Mike. Yeah, glad got that done. Jim's all set, at least for room-wise. That's good. And looking forward to that, too. I took the day off for that Friday night, so I'll have some relaxation before we head down there and do that. I got to use up the last 5 of my vacation here, so I'm taking that Friday, and then I'll have Thanksgiving weekend off, and then I'm taking the next 4 Fridays off, and then Christmas Eve. We normally have to work. We only have Christmas Day off, so I'm going to take Christmas Eve off as well and end up clean out the rest of my vacation days for this year. All right, next up, NAKPR, Bob, stand by, KC8VOA.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw.
Good evening, Ryan. Good evening, everybody on the net. Apparently you didn't get much rain, Ryan. I got last night, when I measured it this morning, it was still raining when I measured it, but I had 0.71, a little over 7/10 of an inch. So that's a decent amount. And, I was sucking up leaves, Friday and Sunday. I really wasn't going to do it Sunday, but I knew we were getting some rain, so I says, you know, I better get the leaves up, because I know there's more to come down on top of it, and I have to mulch them in my shredder for the garden, because the farmer don't have his field plowed under yet. Well, he has it for the last 6 years. He's growing feeding, you know, hay for the cows out there, so maybe next year will be the last year. That'll be 7 years. But yeah, I had a virtual forest around here. I moved in here 31 years ago, and since then I've cut down 6 black walnuts, 2 weeping willow trees, 1 English walnut, 1 Russian olive tree, 2 maples, 2 apple trees, 1 birch tree, 1 poplar tree, and 73 pines. I was going through my head looking at, you know, I wrote all this down, and I'm like, man, that's a lot of trees. But, if I had my way, there's about another 80 pine trees I like to chop down and replant. Something else there, but oh well. That's what I did. The 73 pines were on the south side of my property, and most of them were dying. So I just, my neighbor said, "Do you want me to help you chop these down?" I go, "Yeah, great." So he did that, and let me buy a second here. So he did that, and I helped them, and I gave him some money. He took ground out the stumps and everything, and we just hauled out to the farmer's field and burned it. And, you know, which took about 3 days. But the other side of my property, the north side of my property, it's the trees, there's not so many dying, but they're just dying from the bottom up. But it would look nicer. And then I planted across the front of my house, I have they call them column arborvitaes. They kind of, they don't spread out very much, but you know, if you plant them like, well, I think it was 6 or 8 feet apart, they fell in, which mine do because they're like 30 foot tall in the front. So I planted the same, that same kind on the south side of my house about, what did I plant there? 37. Planted 37 of them on the south side of my house. And they're all about, 7 feet tall or so now. So they're starting to grow up and spread out. So it'll be a few years yet. But that's it for this round. Back to Net, NAKPR.
All right, Bob. Yeah, luckily I don't have, like I said, I've got one pine tree in the backyard, one maple tree in the front yard. The rest of them are gone. I guess when this house, my neighbor that I had that just moved last year used to play over here, he said when he was a kid in this yard, and it had so many trees, he said it was nighttime in the middle of the day. It was just a forest. He said there were, it's only a 90 by 150 lot, and he said there were trees every place. So that would explain why I hit roots and stumps and all the things I do when I try and dig someplace and eat hard. But when we moved in, I probably took down a half a dozen trees around the house, and then periodically I've been taking a tree down here and there. So like I said, I'm down to one pine tree in the backyard and one in the front yard, and that's it. And that's a good thing. The pine tree drops pine needles, unfortunately, but the one out front, big maple leaves, but I can contend with that, I guess. All right, next up on the list, KC8 VOA, standby KD8PAZ. Good evening, Rick.
Good evening, Ron, and everybody on the net. Hopefully everybody's having a good day. Like everybody else, was time to do leaves, and so that's what I did on Saturday. After club breakfast, things dried up a little bit. I got out there and cleaned up some more leaves. I'd already cleaned it up once earlier in the week where I had run the mower over top. I just chopped the leaves all up. I just let the bag fill full and then empty the bag and then go through and suck it all up after I get it all chopped up in smaller pieces. It tends to take a lot less space. Otherwise, it would have been like 27 trash cans full. I had 0.89 inches of rain in my rain gauge at 9 o'clock this morning, and it was still coming down. So I don't know what we totally got. I don't check until 9 a.m., so I have a better handle on it tomorrow morning, what we've got the rest of the day, but I don't think we got as much as we got overnight. And for myself, today, somehow I got hooked on doing something different than what I was planning on doing. I've been digging into QR codes as far as trying to organize different containers so I know what I've got in the containers without having to open everything up. So that's what I've been working on. So I'll be around for 73 around KC8 VOA, back to KCYVS.
Alrighty, Rick. Like I said, yeah, with me, I worked on the garden over the weekend. I got all the rest of the vegetables out of there. They're sitting in the kitchen right now, a big basket full. And other than my Brussels sprouts, which are still out there, I leave those out until Thanksgiving. I pick what's out there off, and then the plants usually stay there until spring. I'll pull them out and then kill the rest of it. But got the winter fertilizer and weed killer in there. I got mulch leaves in there. Got it all tilled up, so it's good for the winter, at least in that. But, yep, we'll contend a few more weeks with the leaves and do what we have to. All right, next up on the list, KD8PAZ, Minnie, stand by KE8QCO. Good evening, Minnie. Go ahead.
Well, good evening, KC8YVF. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to the rest of the guys on the net there. Got a good net going here. Me, I got my laundry done today, and that's all I've done, and I made chili for my dinner, so that turned out pretty good. Other than that, I was just sitting here watching it rain, and got my windows all wet, but I don't know how much I got. I didn't check my rain gauge, but anyway, it's been a pretty good day. This is KD8PAZ, back to KC8YVF.
All right, Millie. Chili actually sounds good, even though we had it a week ago. My daughter had a Halloween party, and they had a chili cook-off contest. So they had 7 different chilies that we went through and sampled. So normally on Halloween, we have chili and grilled cheese. That's always been the family tradition for my mom and dad. When my brother and I grew up, that's what they had for everything, for every Halloween. And my brother and I have continued on the tradition, and, well, we broke tradition this year because daughter was over last Wednesday and asked my wife, she says, "You're not having chili tomorrow for dinner, are you?" And my wife says, "Why?" And she says, I've eaten chili for the last 4 nights. I don't want to see another bowl for a while." So we ended up having hot dogs and salads and chips and dips and that stuff for everybody that came over. My daughter has family, and then she had 3 other couples and their kids come because they all live out, like many, out where the houses are sparse, so they come out to Grandma and Grandpa's house here and go through our subdivision to get their candy. So, all right, last up on the list here, and then we'll do another station break. KEA-QCL, go right ahead, Fred.
Hey, good evening, Ron, and everyone on the net. I didn't get any leaves done myself this weekend. I was up doing some hunting, but this coming weekend is my last weekend before I get into the rifle hunting, and a couple of weekends there I'll be out of town, so I have to get as much as I can up this coming weekend. So with that, I'll say back to Nat. This is KEA-QCO.
All right, Fred, that's one thing I never got into. My family, my dad wasn't, well, he was a hunter when he was young in his 20s, but he had a little problem. Him and his brother went out hunting one time, and back before they required hunters, orange and all of this other stuff, and they were out in the woods, and somebody took a shot at them, and they hit the turf and waited, and they stood back up. Somebody else took a shot at them again. So they ended up crawling about a mile out of the woods. The guy, again, was just shooting at anything that moved. And after that, they said, "We're done with hunting." At this point, it was on somebody's land, and somebody was out there. And again, that wasn't back in the 50s or whatever, so 40s and 50s. So they said, "We're done with hunting," and my brother and I never got into it. So. Like to go fishing, but never got into the hunting aspect. All right, this is Ron, KC8YVF, for the Savara Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
All right, I'll take a quick turn here. Friday night out at the club meeting, had a good meeting there, and then at the breakfast on Saturday, had a good breakfast Saturday. Good to see everybody again, and Minnie, since you're not making it to the meetings, it's the only time we get to see you is at the breakfast. After that, I headed up to Bay City. I had to go to the motorcycle shop up there and get oil for my red bike. It's that time of the year to change the oil on both of them. And then on the way coming back, I gave the wife a call. She had mentioned something, "Let's go vote early so we don't have to get in the hoopla tomorrow." So we went down to downtown. It was actually in the 911 building, and what used to be the sheriff building on the bottom floor. It's now the corrections office. Offices in there. So we went and voted. Very well organized. Wife and I, there was probably 30-35 people standing outside. My wife out there, she had her cane and that. Guy came out and said, "You know, you're handicapped, come on in." So we walked in, they printed out our ballots right there in front of us, took our information, verified our driver's license and the information, handed our ballots, we went in, we voted, put it in the machine, and out we came. So we were in and out in about 10 minutes. So got back home, like I said, worked on the garden, finished that up before the rains came today. I wanted to get the gutters cleaned out, so I got all the leaves blown out of the gutters, at least for now. The wind will blow some more in there, so I'll have at least another cleaning or two before, once the trees are all down, we'll get them cleaned out for winter then. And got that done. So that's what was my Saturday projects, at least. All right, we'll go back up to the top of the list to Dave, WADW, standby NADUI. Good evening again, Dave.
Okay, real good there, Ron. KCYVF, WADW. Yeah, this is radio I'm on. I'm on the Astro, and I think it's got the timeout on it there, and I heard it beep, and that's probably it's. I'm not sure what it said at, but anyway, that was the. That's why I dropped out. Anyway, not a whole lot else going on here. Got a lot of stuff to do. I got to get up to Augury, get the boat covered up. Got to get the trailer covered up. Got to get the leaves picked up, and a lot of stuff going on. Hopefully. Next week or so, we should be able to get all that done and go on. I'm having a plan on doing a little more radio work than what I have done during the summertime. And like I said, I had fun with the sweepstakes. Anyway, that was fun. 7-3 is all. Catch everyone later down the log. KC8YBF, W8DW.
All right, yeah, Dave, November sweeps is something I look forward to because usually the leaves are done by then, my outdoor chores are done, and I can actually spend a couple hours. I'm not one to spend, the 2 days down here, but I usually try and get down here and spend 2 or 3 hours at least to make some contact, so I kind of look forward to that one, so hopefully the band conditions are good. Only time I spent more than that, I went to a friend's house who got me started in ham radio. He lives over in Ionia, and I went over to his house, and him and I worked the contest together. So that way I had nothing else to do. I was at his house. I had the only thing we had to do was work the radio, so that's what we did. I would work, and he would log, or vice versa. And that was kind of fun to do that, at least. All right, next up on the list, NADUI, stayed by KD8MMH. Good evening again, Tom.
Okay, thanks. This is NADUI. Not too much other than, let's see, you got the gutters. Yeah, I cleaned the gutters out over yesterday also. There were a few leaves. We don't have too many big trees around the house, not yet anyway. The ones we have in the backyard are maturing more every year, but a few leaves are in the gutters. So I just got my, we have a retractable awning, and it sits kind of over top of about 17 feet of truck. It's hard to get my hands in there, so I just get my leaf blower out, fire it up. It's a gas-powered leaf blower, and it makes a lot of noise. So I get up there and I just blow the leaves out of the trough there, and then run a garden hose down the downspouts, make sure they're all clear. Took care of that yesterday. A few weeks ago we winterized the camper, and a week and a half ago we put the diaper on the camper, so it's all covered up for the winter. And there's a PSK 31 contest this weekend. It's a 3-day contest. It starts like Friday evening, 8 p.m. local Eastern time, and it goes on until Monday evening. It's a long contest, and you don't have to work the whole contest. You just work. I think you pick 6 hours of your best score, and then you submit that as your score. So it's a PSK 31 contest. We'll see. It's an 80 and 40 meter only contest. So. I'll probably check that out sometime this weekend. And I haven't done a contest in quite some time, so. But I'm glad I'm back on 2 meters now, so I can check in the nets. I hope I'm sounding okay. I think I am. I haven't had any complaints. So it's a 10-foot whip mounted on an 8-foot pole. So it's probably about 16 feet up in the air. And it's not as high as my tower, but as long as I can get out, so that's all that matters. Anyways, I'm going to toss it back to Net Control and say goodnight to everyone, and 73, so I hope everybody has a good week, and we'll catch you all hopefully next Monday evening. This is Eli saying goodnight.
Yeah, no problem, Tom, with the signal. Got full quiet in here and that, and full bars on my meter here on the radio, on the receive side, so no problem there. Yeah, it doesn't take a whole lot with the repeater to get out. If you can get it kind of above rough line on even 5 watts, you're not too far from Rosine, so it's not going to take much to get out. So But you're talking about camper. That wife's got to go out tomorrow afternoon. We're going to rent a spot just outside storage where Mike has his camper out off in Lawndale, across from Lawndale Estates. So she's got to go out there tomorrow and make the arrangements to call them. They got a lot open there. Last year we put my son-in-law's boat and the camper in an inside storage out in Freeland, a 10x40, and both of them fit in there. And he wanted to do it again this year, but they doubled the price from last year. Last year it was $90 a month, so we just split the cost, or I paid 1 month, he'd pay the next. But they doubled it to $180 a month, so it's kind of like that's not happening. They were supposed to sell it and get a new owner, and that was kind of, they were going to double it. So I think that's what happened, but that's way too much. It's kind of like I don't want to buy the farm there. I just want to rent a space, so... So it's going outside probably this weekend. I'm going to try and get it out of here if we get the arrangements. I'm going to have to buy a new cover for it. The cover that I have is in use for something else, and it was getting a little wore. So around the edges there was a couple of getting a little frayed, so I'm going to buy a new heavy cover for it. And get it out there and get it covered up. But I got to get it washed, so it's still a mess from tree sap and that sitting in the driveway. So, again, another project for this weekend is getting that washed and getting it over there and then covered up and that, too. All right, next up on the list, KD8MMH, standby NAKPR. Good evening again, Mike.
Hey, KC8YVF, this is KD8MMH. Joe, thanks again, Ron. One other thing I forgot to mention, too. Got a call this morning from Brian, and he got the trailer tires off of the club trailer. I guess over the weekend, and took those in to get those changed out today also. So when Rob brings the club trailer to our Holiday in the Cities event there by the Children's Zoo, we should have new tires on it also. So other than that, that's all I've got. We'll say 7-3 to everyone. Hope everyone has a great week ahead. And with that, we'll turn it back to Net Control. KD8MMH, back to you, Ron. Thanks for doing the net tonight.
All right, Mike, that's good news on the trailer. I can't remember when they were last changed. I'm going to say I think when the trailer used to be stored out at Jeff and Judy's some 10-plus, 15-plus years ago, I think Jeff might have changed them out at that point. Looking at the date on the tire would have told us basically how old they were. But that has to be, they were at least 10-plus years old, so, yeah, they definitely need to be changed. Same thing for the tires for the county trailer. I've talked to Mark at County and said, we need to change those tires out. They've been on there since the trailer was purchased, which was in 2007. So we are, you know, from 2007 to 24. They should have been changed out years ago and been on the second change out. I admit it's inside and sitting. It doesn't get out much. There's no sunlight, but still the dry rot sitting in the hangar isn't good either. So hopefully they get those changed out before we have to use them for the Frankenmuth MS walk. All right, next up on the list, KPR, standby, KPA. Good evening again, Bob.
Thank you, Ron. If you're looking for indoor storage, Ron, check out the Saginaw Fairgrounds and also, I think it's the Owosso Fairgrounds. I don't know what it is now, but several years ago, it was like they had two different prices. There's like, if you wanted a cement floor, it was like $2.50 a foot or $2.75 a foot per month, and if you had indoor storage with just a gravel floor, it was $2 a foot per month. So if you had, just to make math easy, if it was like you had a 20-foot trailer and they measure from the tongue to the bumper, so if it's 20 feet long, it would be $40 a month for indoor storage. At $2 a foot. But check it out sometime next year maybe. But I've got friends that do that. I've done it a few times, but it seems like every time I try and call up now, it's like they're full, you know, so I just keep losing. Got to call earlier, but I don't. I forget. But with that said, thanks for doing that, and it's a beautiful night. I got 64 degrees here in Frankenmuth. I may go out and start up the gas fire pit and have an adult beverage and just so I can say I did it in November. But with that, again, Ron, thanks for doing that. So, cheers, everybody. Have a great week. Back to Net Control, NAKPR.
Yeah, Bob, Mike mentioned about that as well, that Midland was doing that. The only thing with Midland, though, he was saying that you had a two-week window that you had to get your trailer over there because they would basically pack them in like sardines. So the problem was you got 2 weeks to get it over there, then they back them in, put them in there for storage, and then you can't get them out until the following year. Because, again, if your trailer's parked in the back and you want to get it out, say, hey, I want to go camping in the end of March, and, you know, whatever it is, you can't just get it out. They're not going to move all of the other trailers to get yours out if it's in the back. So there's a window to get them in and a window to get them out of there. So I don't know if, the Saginaw Fairgrounds or Bay or any of those do the same thing, but I would imagine they kind of do, so... We're going to just do the outside. It's always sat either in the driveway or in my backyard on the cement slab back there. I can't get it back there this year. I really don't want to put it back there. So it'll go out there. It'll get it covered. It'll do what it's done for since I've had it. Sat someplace, driveway or the backyard with a cover over it. So kind of nice last year to not have to worry about it, but we'll do it, and then in this case, at least, I'll have a code. I can go in, check on it during the winter, make sure the bungees are still holding and all of that, the tie-downs on it. So I'll at least have access, and then I can get it out essentially anytime that I want. They're not stacked in front of each other, and that I'm aware of. So I know Mike's passing Mike's last year. They were not. So, all right, next up on the list, KC8VOA, stand by, KD8PAZ. Good evening again, Rick.
Well, good evening again, Ron, and everybody in the group. The last time I remember the tires getting replaced is when we were going down to Bablo Island with Lou Vaco, and so that's been some time ago. And I do know the spare tire came up sometime after that, so those tires are quite old. And like everybody else, I did clean my gutters out yesterday, but then I also ended up cleaning out a little bit of gutters again today after some of the leaves come down there. It looked like some of the water flow is getting restricted there on the one end. So, did that today. And with that, I'm going to say 73 to everyone. Have a wonderful week. KCBOA, back to KCYVF.
Yeah, Rick, I got to mine Saturday, but, yeah, I didn't get back up. And there's actually only one spot, and it was the weird part, it was in the front of my house over my garage. The rest of it was not. They were pretty clean, so only in the one spot, which is, they weren't my leaves. They were the neighbor trees. They didn't plug the back side of the garage, which is closer to the tree. It didn't plug it, but had leaves in it. For me, I still get up on the roof. I take the blower, blow them on. I take the blower, blow out the downspout. So if I can see air blowing out of the downspouts, I know they're clean. That also allows me to check the roofs, check my cables and things like that while I'm up there. So a couple of times a year I get to do that. And I know you've been working on a computer router. That was my job for Sunday of switching out a router. I went from the router was probably about, I'm going to say 8 or 10 years old, something like that. I was going to say two or three, but I know time passes too quick. And I have too many Wi-Fi devices now, so it kept dropping Wi-Fi devices. One thing would work, and then something else would disconnect, and the first thing would reconnect, and off and on. So I put in a new mesh router, and, of course, it didn't go quite as planned. I'm still working on it today. I got the main router set up yesterday, but a couple of devices wouldn't connect. I got the secondary of the satellite router put up tonight. That's working. Again, the same two devices wouldn't connect, but they're wireless cameras. Well, I went and looked at it, got it. They're still stuck on the old IP address. So I got one back working. I had to reset it and start factory scratch. I'm going to have to do that. The last thing is my video doorbell. same way, it's still holding the old IP address, and it's not taking the new one yet, so I'll have to do that one from scratch when I get a chance. I'll probably do that tomorrow night. So that will get me caught up at least. And I did get the oil changed on the old bike, got that back in the corner, but this weekend I will give it a sponge bath, get it cleaned up, and then top off the gas with the staple in it, and then that'll get tucked in the corner. But I still got to get the red one out. I take it on about a 10-15 mile ride. So Bob, I'll still be riding the bike come Saturday. It's supposed to be up in the 50s, so that's fine with me. I'll get at least another ride out of that one, so I can get it back here and change the oil on that. But it's a little more involved with that one. I got to remove some panels on it to get access to the filter and the drain plug and that. So, all right, next up on the list, we got Minnie, KD8PAC, standby KE8QCO. Good evening again, Minnie.
Well, good evening again there, Ron. This is KD8PAZ, and not much more. I've got to go and vote tomorrow, and then I think I'll come home and start another puzzle. So I didn't do any puzzle today, but I think I'll start one tomorrow and see how long it takes me to do that one. So I've done three of them in within a week, so we'll see how long this one will take me. This is KD8PAZ back to KC8YBF.
All right, Minnie, be careful out there voting. I wanted to stay away from Tuesday. It was pretty calm on Saturday there. Hopefully everything goes good tomorrow. There isn't any issues. I hope people have, you know, calm enough minds that whether your side wins or loses, that you don't take it out on somebody else. There's a lot of animosity out there right now. Listening to news media and that, and they don't help either. They kind of stir the pot as well. I wish we'd kind of go back to Walter Cronkite, that we had a newsman that just read the news and didn't give an editorial or their opinion or what if or what that the news now, they have to sensationalize everything. They can't just report what happened. They always got to speculate on something, and that just stirs things up every more. So we just need to get along. We just need to have the, you know, the country get something done, stuff that we need done as a nation for people and that, and enough with all the rhetoric. Let's just get it done. So hopefully everything goes good tomorrow, and we, one way or the other, everything works out. So anyhow, down to the end of the list, KEAQCO, then we'll do another station break here. Go right ahead, Fred.
Good evening, John. Thanks for doing that tonight. And I'm just going to say 73s to everyone, and have a good week. And maybe in three, four more weeks, we'll all be done raking leaves. So with that, I'll say back to Nat. This is KE8QCO.
Amen on that one, Fred. Let those leaves be gone, and I don't look forward to the cold weather, but the raking leaves gets old after a while, that's for sure. All right, this is Ron, KC8YBF, for the Savaro Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw.
All right, do I have any comments or any other rechecks for the net?
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
Okay, tonight, including myself, we had a total of 11 check-ins. At this time, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is Ron, Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. This net is now closed and returning the frequency back to normal amateur use. 73, everyone, have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week. KCYVF clear.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw.